it all to go from the Penn State story into this segment, because if you think it is, you just don't understand gay not gay.
Every segment's a show, Dan.
We're not talking about gay. We're not talking about homosexuality. We're talking about gay.
Oh, well, let me erase this email.
And we are taking your phone calls because we want to hear what you have to say at 214-787-1310. That's right. We are tired of radio stations that just want to hear themselves talk. We know you want to hear yourself talk. So, give us a call. Dear Gay Not Gay, during our night shift, it's quiet night, my fellow officers and I gathered around to enjoy the camaraderie with some cigars. One of my friends had a cigar that had a nice aroma to it. One of the guys asked, "Hey, what kind is that?" So the officer with the nice cigar answered, "It's a blank cigar. Want to try it?"
Oh.
So we're thinking he's got a spare in his bag. He's about to hand it to him when he takes it out of his mouth, passes it to his friend. And it's taken by the first officer. He began to smoke that cigar also. And then he handed it back. So, we all smelled blood in the water, and the barrage of jokes commenced and decided to send it to us.
Sharing a cigar.
What about, you share weed, right? Not your
what if it's a blunt?
Weed?
Oh, wait a minute.
Different.
Let's go live to our sharing of blunt activists.
That's just,
it happens.
What do you say when something's, it's more precious. There's not as much of it.
Weed?
Yeah.
Now let me ask you though. I was going to say if there was ample amounts of weed,
then everybody could just have their own blunt.
Then there wouldn't be sharing, right? The sharing is because of the financial wherewithal of those doing the sharing.
Yeah.
But just put it all.
I mean,
in
like one
big
cigarette
blunt,
costs whatever. I don't know when you pare it down from what the cost of it is, but if you could just buy a pack, then everybody would grab their own, right?
A pack of weed.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's because you don't need that much of it.
Times are tough.
And just everybody sharing one, everybody is fine.
And it seems as though a cigar is more intimate because of weed. You can just...
What?
No, I'm just saying the cigar is a little bigger and you use more of your mouth on the cigar than you would on a J.
Now, what if you have hollowed out the cigar and have packed it full of pine needles? Does that make it the same?
No, it's different.
Dear Gay Not Gay.
It is different, so that's gay.
The cigar is gay, yes.
Right.
A while back, my father was out having dinner at an Italian restaurant.
Well, look at me.
After he was done with his meal, he was approached by the owner he knew. This gentleman was well known to be connected with possible mob ties. Not sure how that's relevant. Just because you own an Italian restaurant does not mean you're directly connected to the mob.
I'm going to disagree
with
you there,
Bob. Yeah, I'm with you right there.
It's just in the movies.
Just walk into any Olive Garden and you'll see.
He sat down with a bowl of ice cream and asked my father if he would like to share some. My father accepted. Is this considered to be gay or not gay? I said it was gay, but he said it's not because the owner has mob ties.
And he had to. Whatever you say. Two spoons or one?
So...
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Did he fear for his safety if he didn't accept the ice cream? Or what's... Okay.
Well, I would say not gay.
I might have to eat that too. I've seen so many episodes of The Sopranos.
Eat
Goodfellas.
The ice cream.
Yeah.
No.
Do what they ask.
This is one I saw with my own two eyes in person. So I'm at the gas station getting gas, you know, because my car needs it. And a guy, it's about 60 degrees outside. It's a little chilly, but nothing big. But a grown man, started putting gas in his car and then went inside and sat down and closed the door until it stopped and got out. Now, I think under any circumstance,
I feel like
stand outside.
No, I feel like I did that yesterday.
You're listening to the radio or something.
No, what if the car's off? The car was off. He had the keys in his hand. He just thought it was a little chilly outside, and he went and sat down in the car.
That's not gay at all. That's smart.
I think you should stand outside, whether it's 10 degrees or 70.
What are you trying to prove?
You stand outside that you're not gay.
It's not like playing a football game in short sleeves to show how manly you are.
You know how long it takes to fill up?
Yeah, like a minute.
There are sometimes I can walk into the store.
You put a fiver in?
I could walk into
sometimes
the store
have
and buy
money,
something
Bob.
And come out and it's still going.
Sometimes you just don't have enough money to fill it up.
Have you seen gas prices lately? Oh, my gosh.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
Just wanted to generally
just
say that.
Just seemed a little gay for the guy to kind of sit in his car because he may be a little chilly outside.
Do you
there and take it.
Do you have words written up on the screen here?
We can't see anything.
Our computer doesn't work.
Really?
Like always.
That's
which
crazy.
One should we take?
Make it a good one.
One.
What's wrong? Why is Tom?
He's confused.
Tom looks flustered.
We can't help the computers don't work in here.
I know. I'm not upset about
it. It's a tough economic time.
I'm not flustered about it.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, kind sirs. Hey, we got my daughter this rabbit. I like to call it a bunny. And it was mean to her, and she has a hard time holding it. And it likes me. And so anytime I'm playing video games or watching TV or whatnot, I go and get my bunny, and it's on my lap, and I pet it and play with it, and it hops around on me, and just had to...
it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Get with the experts on whether a grown-ass man is not supposed to be playing with a bunny.
What color is the bunny?
Is it soft and fluffy?
Is it cute?
No, it's so soft.
It's okay if you tend the rabbits.
Is it white?
It's white and it has some gray on it. It has two different colored eyes, too.
Oh, it sounds
really
so cute.
What's the bunny's name?
Bluebell. Like the ice cream.
And it hates your daughter.
It's kind of mean to everybody but me, and my wife even gets jealous and calls it my girlfriend.
Now, how is it mean to everyone? Does it bite?
It wiggles and scratches, and it doesn't bite. It just kind of...
Yeah.
Did you get that Call of Duty 3 yet?
No, but I play the World of War with the zombie still.
Nice. With the bunny on your lap?
With the bunny on my lap.
Have you tried kissing just to kind of see what happens?
It eats a carrot from my mouth.
Hit the theme, expo.
Not gay at all.
No, that is awesome.
Thanks, Lenny.
Don't squeeze it too hard.
I won't.
Ah, live call from Lenny. That's awesome.